Hello, good day. This is Dr. Roxanne. And this is the conference that we have been talking about for the last couple of weeks. We are looking forward to talking with you about three keys to help you work with your children in really understanding how to stay in your potency and power as parents and bring back your confidence. You know, the children are listening to us. They're not really always attentive to everything we say. And I would like to share with you some very strategic and powerful ways that you can actually use your voice, your energy, your intention to get their attention. And because feelings fuel behaviors, you might want to get just some different perspectives on how you might be able to handle challenges that are happening for your children and your family more constructively. So if this is your intention and this is what you're here to learn, we are here to provide practical skills in what's called social-emotional learning. Social-emotional learning skills are necessary not only for academic success, but for positive relationships with ourselves, with others, and most importantly, for physical and emotional well-being. So I'm waiting for the rest of the folks to come on the call. And while we do, I just want to let you know that I am available for follow-up private consultation. But for today, please bring to me any of your concerns and let me know the age of your children, what it is that you feel would be helpful in terms of focusing on issues and challenges that you're currently having. So the three keys that I would say are really sometimes not so obvious, but once you hear them, you will be able to very easily apply some of these practical ideas to your everyday life. The first skill is to build routines of connecting with your children. When you build routines of connecting using meaningful rituals like welcoming them back after school, sending them off in the morning with a very intentional, specific manner of demonstrating your love for them, taking back the afternoon and really sitting with them quietly, perhaps with a cup of hot chocolate these days, or what I love to do is put some hot cider on the stove with cinnamon, so when the kids first come into the house, they can smell this beautiful aroma, which sets the tone for taking back the afternoon, restoring their connection with you, allowing them to be really appreciating that they have this quiet moment with you, this reconnection with you. You know, anytime a child is away from you, whether it is to go to school or whether it's to go to sleep overnight, when they reconnect, it's as if there has been an emotional separation. And when we as parents come toward them and reinvigorate the connection that we have, the love that we have for our children, they automatically respond and their heart connects to your heart. And this is called emotional intelligence. We want our kids to have the security of that bond of being connected. Really, it is the most powerful tool you have as a parent to let them know that you are still very much connecting and caring for what and how their day went. The second key really does fall into this particular understanding, and that is that The power to parent does not arise from techniques, but from the attachment bond, the bond of your relationship with your child. In fact, as much as we think that we want our kids to grow up and become independent and all of the things that go with, you know, sending them on their way, the truth is, the strength of that child and the confidence and competence that that child will feel is founded by the bond of attachment rather than the idea that there should be an independence. It's the dependency on you, actually, that gives them the strength, that fortifies their courage, that helps them to move ahead and really establish a new way of being in the world. You see, they would be more likely to try new things and to be courageous, risk a little bit, if their foundation is strong. And that is the number two key, that the connection that you have with your child, the bond of attachment, is strong, and that it is there to be replicated every time they come back from their school day or being away for any length of time. And as I said, even when a child goes to sleep at night and then wakes up in the morning, that moment of reconnection where you wake them for school or go in and let them know there's a special event happening on the weekend, that is your power point. Energetically, it's a portal, it's an opening that allows for you to fortify and connect again with your child, heart to heart. The third key, and I will just use this particular phrase, the third key I call your way of being, which I'd like you to hold on to, is really your story. Your story about when you were a little one and what you did to solve problems and how you solved problems or what your favorite thing to do was with your family. All of these stories build on your way of being. Your way of being with your child is the most valuable thing that distinguishes you from everyone else. It's your story. And no one else has that. No one else has the way that you have walked in your shoes that you're giving to your child. So don't forget to make sure that you tell your story to your children. Sometimes, and I know lots of dads that I've worked with like to tell their story instead of using a storybook to their children at night, and that is one of the more powerful times of reconnecting right before they go to bed. It sort of helps to set their spirit and souls in a good way so that they can settle down and go to sleep in a more peaceful way, in a way where they really do feel the connection with you. So all in all, here are the three keys to parental potency and power. Number one, build new routines of connecting with your children. Use meaningful rituals like a particular welcome back. It could be that your kid likes banana bread or pumpkin bread, and the pumpkin bread is fresh in the oven and it's just getting out and its aromas are filling the air, and you can sit together either in front of a fire or perhaps just sitting on the sofa having that cup of tea and a bit of that nice bread, and you're listening to music, some kind of beautiful music that means something and translates as peaceful harmony in the home. The second key is understand that the power of parenting and the power that you have arises not from techniques, but from the bond of attachment that you have with your child, that sitting together shoulder to shoulder, or maybe even if your child likes to have you, you know, sit them on your lap and rock them in a rocking chair, that's another wonderful way to remind them of that connection and that bond that's only yours and theirs. And if you have more than one child, then I recommend that you have what we call loving time. That's what my mom used to do. She used to ask each of us to come into the little family room one by one, and we would sit next to her. She would either brush our hair, and she'd be listening to one of her favorite operas. It could have been Madame Butterfly or something really dramatic. And although I didn't know what was happening in the music in terms of understanding the language, I understood the feeling that she had, that she loved this music so much, and it transported both of us, and I could feel the energy of her delight and peace and love come right through to me. And it was from that stroking my hair, brushing my hair, sitting next to her, just each kid one by one. And the third key, once again, hold on to your way of being. Your story is the most powerful, valuable thing that distinguishes you from everyone else, and your child cannot get it any other way. So if you want to live into the possibility of a charmed family life with power and authenticity, please follow me on Facebook or check out my website, www.DrRoxanneDalio.com, and send me a comment. Let me know what you're thinking, and we can follow up with a private call. But for today, have a good day, and thank you for coming.